So now you're on.
Aloha, Takahiaka.
Hi, Summer.
Aloha, Summer Ma. Hey, how you guys doing? How can I do two screens? Come out of here.
Aloha, everyone. We have about another minute to go. Just letting you know. Mahalo for being here today.
I can't hear anybody.
Aloha.
Aloha. still on the phone.
Good morning, everyone. Hello.
Hey, Fahina. We're still with you, Fahina. Yeah.
Aloha kaka yaka kaku.
Aloha, Emana.
Aloha, everyone. This is Leslie.
I'm aloha, just hey, Leslie.
Aloha, Pahia. I'm just letting everyone know that I put everyone on mute at
first. Okay.
So please unmute yourselves when you would like to speak. I'd appreciate that. If not, we'll do hand gestures to let you know and remind you to do that. So mahalo. Sitting here with Regina, and so we're in the office helping with logistics, and so we'll do the best, or I'll do the best I can. Regina already knows what to do. but as soon as Hina is on, we can get started.
Okay, my
popo.
Leslie.
Awesome.
I think they're still trying to get it up.
Have you heard him?
Or getting everybody. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Can I take a shower then?
Oh, yeah. Did you fix some coffee?
Hi, everybody. Hina is just getting ready to get online and finding access to Zoom. So, I hope manawa nui kako ki olo olo mahalo.
Aloha mai kakou.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Oh yeah, aloha.
Aloha.
Hello.
Yeah. 1 second here. Okay. How many of us? We have Ko'olauloa, Mahalo. And we have Chuck. There's Chuck.
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
Myself, Auli'i, Mahalo. Okay, Maika'i. Hold on. Okay.
So Hina, you're still on Nihau.
Oh, would you like me to be elsewhere? I can be elsewhere.
No, it's good. Good to see you.
Thank you. You know, the boat only comes once a month sometimes.
And you're fresh off, yeah? Fresh off.
Fresh off. That's what makes us similar. Okay. Here we go. Oh my gosh. All right. My apologies, everyone. I am not as prepared for today's meeting. Okay. Okay, one more thing. Hold on here. Oh yeah. Can you all see me?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Mahalo nui ko kako hui ani ke yala. Mahalo nui ya uko. Ke yala na ana no hoi o kako no ke ya aha hala vai o ke yala. O ya hoi ka aha hala vai o ka aha mala ma iwi kukuna o ko o ahunei aina. Wau no ke ya ohina lei moana wa halu. Ko uko walakai no ke ya no keia hala vai, no keia aha, wau no ka elele no ka moko kona. Vice Chair.
Aloha kakahi a kakako, kakahi a pā, wau wali I mecha o wau kik ala kai no ka moko o waianai, am ka Vice Chair. Mahalo, aloha.
Ho mau.
Oh yeah. Aloha all coming to Olana Mills, large landowner representative, Kekula o Kamehameha.
I'm Chuck Airhorn, representing the large landowner development interests. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Aloha mai kako, Kali Fermentis, ko ola aloha moku representative.
Mahalo.
Hi.
Aloha kako, o vau o mana kalena ni ka teres, noho vau ma hono uli uli, ma ka moku o Eva.
O ia, mahalo.
Aloha.
Regina.
Kamai, aloha, this is Regina, Parasite Specialist for Oahu. Aloha.
O ia, mahalo.
Aloha.
Leslie.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now. Could I call you back in a few minutes?
This is Leslie Iaukea, Parasite Specialist for Oahu.
Hello. Oh, yeah, mahalo. Regina, ia nei ke kahi po ea ai no shifti mai? I kou kako halo vai ke ia la?
A ole ke a manawa.
Oh, yeah, mahalo. E olu olu e ka leo no ko olauloa. Nao no e vehe mai I ka kako papahana me ke kahi manao ai ole me ke kahi leo pule ke olu olu. Kali.
Okay. Ala lo ka ko ke ko olau. Ulu ka iini I ka na awau ku. I ka lana ki la he a he mai. A I ka hana pono no na la pau. E ho o mau ana ke aloha ku. Aloha e, aloha e.
Aloha.
Yeah. Ai, mahalo. Mahalo anui ke leo aloha. Mahalo anui ke leo ho maka kaka ku papahana. Mahalo anui. Mahalo ni au kou 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 ho manawa nui ke olu olu. E... olo mono ho I kakou I ia airam e ko kakou ku kakou ka pono ana e pili ana no ke ia o IBC Council Membership Roles and Responsibilities. our council members, we have several different kuleana. The item that we were all called to attention on recently, ke olu olu, we will open the discussion on this per consultation and advice provided to me, and we will leave that be at this time. Ke olu olu, council members, is there any other outstanding issue that we need to speak about pertaining to very specific council business?
Aohe.
Right here. Aole.
I think we should note that it's May and some of us terms is up in June, the end of June.
Yes.
So that's probably a conversation we should have on the side also as to who's holding over or, you know, getting reappointed.
Okay, well, we won't know until should be either within this week or the next. Mm-hmm. I'm guaranteed by the end of the month, the closing of legislature.
Okay.
And I do know that the legislature is now reconvened and in session, and they're handling a slew of appointments and confirmations, and so we shall see what they choose to do for us.
Hello.
Mahalo.
I
Kali.
I'd like to make a motion that we don't meet for 5 hours this time. No, but also on a more serious note, I think the ethics, I think I didn't do my ethics yet, but I think that's coming up the deadline, just as a reminder.
Yes.
That's only two things.
Yeah, June, I think.
Let us all make sure to I too as well.
I too as well, yeah.
I'll follow up with that. So yeah. Council members, let us be reminded that we need to make sure to do our ethics. Go to our email. And the Ethics Commission, go click on the link and fill out the forms that they routinely ask us to fill out. And then let's keep ourselves current in that way. Hey, mauni nawa ne kakako? No question. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ake olu olu. No lela. E holo moho ikako ya item B. Koya ha o church multipurpose building renovation project. Ahua o Honolulu moko kona aina o ahune. Who is kicking off on the either presentation or sharing of information? I believe that the recognized descendants may have something prepared for us. Am I correct, descendants?
Hi. Do you want us? I mean, I'm prepared to start off if you like.
Okay, hold on. I'm correct. You do have something to share with us, correct?
Correct. I submitted a PowerPoint to Regina.
Okay. Okay, mahalo. And will the church also be making any kind of presentation or updates? Church representatives?
Yes.
Yes. David and Lonnie will present a update report on behalf of the church. Mahalo.
Okay. Mahalo. Could you virtually jump in a poll? Which one of you guys will go first? Oh, dear. All right. Going to be this kind of day. Surely thing. All right. Since I see here on my screen, there is a PowerPoint ready to roll. Thank you, Lineal and Cultural Descendants. Please proceed. Hold on.
Mute. Oh, wait. Is it on the, yeah. Okay, next screen. Yeah, hello no kako, hale aloha yao, recognized lineal descendant. Speaking on behalf of the recognized lineal descendants and cultural descendants. We wanted to start up, again, this is an informational presentation only. This is part 5, so you'll be tested on this information at the end of the presentation. So we start off with where we left off at the last meeting. The last meeting, the OIBC rendered a determination to preserve in place all previously identified Native Hawaiian burials at the Kwaiahao Church burial ground. So the Hawaii Administrative Rules is the playbook, if you will, that we're supposed to be following. I hope those at SHPD are listening in on this presentation because for the reasons that's going to become very clear. So the section of the rules that we start off with is 13338 subsection A, and that's entitled Council Determinations. And you should see that slide right now, which is the actual language of that section. This section basically states whenever when determining the appropriate treatment of a previously identified Native Hawaiian burial site, the council, and here that's a reference to the burial council, shall consider all the provisions of the burial treatment plan, weigh all written and oral evidence, carefully consider and apply the preservation criteria. That is the key requirement. You kind of make a decision without applying the preservation criteria. And that's first presented in the law itself in HRS 6E43, and then further developed in the Hawaii Administrative Rules in section 13336A. The councils are also charged with fully considering any other relevant factors, including all of the reasons the church gave for wanting to relocate. And then finally, to render determination to preserve in place or relocate and make any related recommendations within 45 days of referral by the department, right? So this is the opening section of the rules that address the council's determination at last month's meeting. Okay, Regina, next slide, please. And so the motion that was recommended by the descendants and adopted by the council states for all previously Native Hawaiian burial sites identified the Kwaiahao Church property that were intentionally disturbed, the Wall Island Burial Council determines to preserve in place all 700 plus burial sites based on clear findings that these burials are all, now this is these three are the preservation criteria, located in areas with a concentration of skeletal remains, located in areas within the context of historic properties, and upon the request of recognized lineal descendants to preserve in place. Again, a reminder, the administrative rules, therefore the law, only requires a borough council to meet one of the five criteria. And here the motion identified three of them, all right? Three out of the five. Okay, next presentation, please. Next slide, please. The OIBC then passed motions to adopt recommendations. Yeah, so these are, so the law gives the borough council the outright exclusive authority to decide whether to preserve in place or relocate. Just a minute. Oila. Oila. Sorry, roommate. The law gives borough councils the exclusive authority to decide treatment of previously identified burial sites. Everything else related to it is a recommendation, and the authority to decide those SHPD. And so these are the lists of the recommendations that the descendants provided to the council, and my understanding that the council adopted each of them. And I listed them out in the order that we represented. Okay, next slide. It has the rest of the this is the next slide? Did you skip one? No. Oh no, okay. Yeah, three recommendations. All right. So same section 13338, but this is subsection B. This is the critical part of this presentation. The rules provide that within 10 business days, the department, that's SHPD, shall, which means must, not discretionary if you feel like it, shall notify the applicant in writing of the council determination. So let's be real clear again, the applicant here are the recognized lineal descendants, not the church, right? We had gone over the definition of applicant the last time. The applicant is either the landowner or recognized lineal descendants who submit a burial treatment plan, which we did. So within 10 business days, the department shall notify the applicant in writing of the council determination and state any recommendations, any of those three, that the department chooses to adopt or accept. Again, it's the recommendations is under the authority of the department. Subsection two, that an applicant who disagrees with the determination has the option to do three things. Either accept, request reconsideration, or appeal the decision as a contested case. The applicant, that's us, right? Disagrees with the determination. And then subpart three, should the applicant accept the council determination as final, then it, the rest tells you what the compliance documents are that must be submitted. But the point here is that within 10 business days, the department shall notify the applicant, that's the descendants, in writing of the council determination. Next page. Next slide. Okay. Oh no, I think you skipped one, yeah? Nope, forward. Yeah, that's the one. No, that's not the one. No, church is not the applicant. Nope, you're going forward now. One more before this one. There you go. This is the one. Stop. So Quiet Hollow Church is not the applicant for purposes of burial treatment plan accepted by SHPD. Here again is the definition, the legal definition of applicant, which also includes a lineal descendant who requests the council or the department to determine appropriate treatment of a burial site or human skeletal remains. Recognized lineal descendants, as I stated earlier, qualify within the legal definition of applicant. Quiet Hollow Church also qualifies as an applicant, except they never submitted a burial treatment plan. Yeah, so the definition includes the second half of the definition of applicant requires that you submit a barrel treatment plan. Okay, now next. And a reminder that the church tried to invoke 13333G to unlawfully withdraw our barrel treatment plan after failing to develop its own. Okay. The rules on 33G, again, apply to the applicant, not to just any third party. If a party submits a document, a third party cannot petition to remove it. So just real clear, Quahog Church is not the applicant of the barrel treatment plan and therefore has no authority whatsoever to withdraw it. All right, next slide. Okay, so the impact of the department's failure to comply with 13338B, the written notification requirement. Yeah, so procedurally, department failed to follow the requirements of Hawaii Administrative Rules 13300 by not providing written notification within the 10 business days. Regina, do you have your microphone on? Can you unmute? Because I need to ask you a question. Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, may I pose a question to the staff?
Yes, please proceed.
Okay. Regina, did the department issue its the formal notification letter by May 6th? Regina, are you there? Anyone from SHPD? Chair, are you able to reach?
A moment.
Hey, aloha. Aloha, Hale. It's Leslie. Regina will get right back to you. We're just double checking, okay?
Okay. Well, as of May 6th was my question, yeah.
Right, okay.
The second question then is as of this moment. But okay. First question is as of May 6th.
Maupopo, mahalo. Hale, you can continue. We'll get back to you in about a minute.
Sure. Thank you. Mahalo. So the department fails to submit written testimony by the 10-day deadline. So if you count 10 business days from April 22nd, that would be May 6th. Similarly, the department failed to. Oh, what'd you do? Similarly, Yeah, I'm reading off of the one you guys have, so cannot move it around. You're still moving it around. Anyway, the department failed to also comply with HER 13284-5C. That's the requirement that a 45-day period is required to review an archaeological inventory survey and comment. Right? So they missed that particular deadline by a month, which in effect is a violation of the court order in the Hall case. Right? The implication of now back to the notice requirement, the implication of a failure to provide formal notice. This is the key takeaway. To provide rather the written notification is that there is a lack of finality to the OIBC decision. So the way administrative decisions work is once there is a request for a decision, meaning it's properly noticed, the decision is made publicly, the agency then has the responsibility of formally notifying the applicant, whoever petitioned for that decision, as to the outcome of or determination by the council. Once that is done, then additional steps either to request reconsideration, appeal, then that can happen. But nothing can happen until there's formal notification of the council decision, council determination. Otherwise, there's no finality. So the department must formally notify the applicant, that's the recognized lineal descendants of the OIBC determination, and whichever the three recommendations that the department adopts. Okay, so that's procedurally required. That's the next step. Next slide, please. Okay, so further impact of the department's failure to comply with 38B is that once the applicant receives the formal notification, it then has the right to accept, request reconsideration, or request an appeal. Third parties, such as Kwaiahatl, are barred from appealing until there's a formal communication of the determination by the council. You cannot jump ahead of that because you're not the applicant. There has to be formal communication of the decision. Only then can an aggrieved third party, once the notification is made, and the applicant then makes its decision, we make our decision whether to accept, reconsider, or appeal. Only then can an aggrieved third party appeal the determination. This means that the current petition, oh, by the way, for those who may not be aware, on May 1st, the church petitioned Chairman Suzanne Case for a contested case hearing. The current petition, the May 1st petition for a contested case, must be withdrawn because it's premature. It cannot, you cannot petition a agency determination or council determination in this case, until there's formal notice of that decision. That hasn't happened. Once SHPD finally complies with the notification rule, lateness notwithstanding, then the applicant will formally respond, and third parties can appeal. Okay, next slide, please. And so this is now same administrative rules, HAR 13300, but this is section 52. So this is section 5 dealing with appeals. Yeah. So since the church has filed a petition for contested case, then I'm referring you now to the rules that govern that process. So this is 13352A, request for hearing. A written petition for a contested case shall be filed, mailed, and postmarked within 45 days following receipt of written notification of the council determination. And then it goes on to say, with the exception of a request for reconsideration. But again, so this rule reifies 38B, and again makes it crystal clear that a petition for contested case shall not be filed until there is written notification. Again, applicant, us, have not been formally notified, and we have not made a determination whether to accept, request reconsideration, or appeal. Once again, this section bars third parties such as Kwaiahatl from appealing until there's formal communication. Okay, next slide. So, you know, my closing thoughts is what I was raised in the church, repeating for most of my life, and I just want to read it into the record. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Matthew 6, verses 9 to 13. The church has indicated that it's appealing the OIBC determination. I don't know if I want to recommend that you read the petition. It's particularly harsh and critical of the OIBC, accusing the OIBC of ignoring and disrespecting the law. which is pretty harsh for a petition for a contested case. I want to close with the statement that it is the position of the recognized descendants that the OABC has followed the process, followed the administrative process, has have gone out of its way to be transparent and to be open in its discussions, and has given all parties the opportunity to be heard. If the now that the church has filed its appeal, we're recommending that it be withdrawn because it's premature. But that once final written notice is made, and the church does, if the church still chooses to appeal, that we are ready. Because I don't know if the church realizes it, but it doesn't matter if the decision makers, the OIBC appeals panel, or the court, the same legal process, the same legal standards apply. So the appeals panel would be deciding whether or not OIBC followed proper procedure, whether the meeting was properly noticed, and whether it made a determination based on the preservation criteria. And let me remind you, one of the criteria is where lineal descendants request preservation in place, which we did. So it's an automatic satisfaction of the legal standard required for preservation in place. Whether the OIBC makes that decision, the appeals panel, or the court, they're all subject to the same standard of review. And we are locked and loaded, ready to do the appeal. With that, thank you, Madam Chairman and OIBC members for presentation, and I'm willing to answer any questions.
Mahalo e hale aloha. Mahalo nui a oe koho hove vehe pono ani a makou e pili ana no nā kāna vai o keia kule ana nei. Aia nei he mauni nau. Council members, questions, he mauni nau. No hale aloha.
Aohe.
Aohe ni nau. Aoia. No leila e...
Has Regina come back on yet?
Regina?
Or Leslie?
Aloha, I'm on. I think, Hale, you had a question?
Yes. Two questions. Madam Chair, may I?
Yes, please go ahead.
Regina, so question one, did SHPD formally notify the applicants in writing regarding the formal determination of the Oahu Island Borough Council at its meeting of April 22nd, 2020 by May 6th, 2020?
Aloha, this is Regina again. No, we did not meet the May 6th deadline for notification.
Okay, second question. Did the SHPD mail or email or otherwise communicate by written form, in written form, the determination of the OIBC at its April 22nd, 2020 meeting as of this moment? What is today? The 13th of May.
This is Regina again. No, we have not made any notification as of right now.
Okay, so there you have it. There's been no formal communication, written notification by SHPD of the OIBC's decision. Therefore, but you cannot appeal. You gotta wait until formal notification is made. The applicant determines its course of action. Yeah, whether to accept, request reconsideration, or appeal. With that, that was the last point I wanted to make in the presentation. And if anyone has questions as the meeting goes along, I'd be more than happy to respond with the chair's approval.
Mahalo. I anei he mau ni nau ka oko, either the council or meeting audience. And I do notice that I do not see your legal representation, Kawaya Ha'o. Do you have your lawyer present with you?
Responding. No, our council is unable to attend, and however, the church reserves the right to respond at another day or another time.
So noted. Mahalo.
I just have one comment completely unrelated to this. May I?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, how's it, Kulea? George Elm. Anyway, mahalo.
Mahalo. Okay. So I believe that we have all heard what was shared with us. If there are no questions.
Actually, I have a process question.
Ali.
Do we need AG consultation on this? And are we able to have executive session when we on Zoom?
Currently, we do not require any AG advice. I have consulted with our Attorney General regarding this, and the presentation that has been made by the Lineal and Cultural Descendants via Hale Aloha is consistent. That which he has shared is consistent with the understanding of our AG, and therefore I am at this current time as your chair, I am satisfied that per their advice, we do not need to take any further action on any issue within this particular meeting. At any further, at any point in the days ahead, pursuant to the order of events that need to take place, as Hale Aloha has indicated, we shall then be notified on any further proceeding. With that also said, the Borough Council right now is fine to simply be in a holding pattern. We are all aware of the details of what was shared, and that should suffice for now. Notwithstanding any concern from the church and or the descendants. Descendants, I'm calling upon you first. Comment. Comment in response.
Aloha.
Aloha.
This is Kala'i.
Mahalo, aloha.
Hi, aloha nu. No, I just have one quick comment. Kako'o vale, everything Haleloha just presented. Mahalo nui.
Mahalo. Mahalo nui. I encourage any and all of the descendants to, if you are so moved, to either an echo, a sentiment of, yes, I understand, or yes, I support, or yes, you don't need to say anything long, but this is your opportunity to make your voice heard and to verbally acknowledge. You know, maupopo noho iaka ko, ke ano ko kako loina, maka iko olelo no ke ola, iko olelo no kamake, mana kaleo. The voice represents our power, our authority, as well as our privilege to articulate the things that we wish to put forward. If we remain silent, then that is construed as you're all good. So right, if you're all good, then please acknowledge that you're all good. And if you're not, then please say something.
All right. Aloha, Hina. This is aloha. Alex Akau. I do support what Hale Aloha has just presented and all that he has done for our hui of descendants, and I kaka'od and support everything that we have done thus far. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
I kaka'o here as well. You know, this is Aunty Mahi Alani McClellan. I do support what Haleloha just presented, what he has done in the past for us. Mahalo nui, ya oya, and mahalo.
Mahalo. Mahalo nui.
Aloha kumuhina o kamehu kateles keia.
Aloha.
The ohana kateles fully support everything that Haleloha just stated. Mahalo nui.
Mahalo.
Aloha, can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Victoria Nalani Nuble. I also support everything Hale Aloha said today and everything he's done for us. And I want to thank all of the lineal and cultural descendants for being such a great ohana together. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Aloha, this is Diane Fitzsimmons. I also support Kako Hale Aloha and all of his words, every single word that he speaks. We support him as a unit, unified unit of all of the descendants that we've been meeting with. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Mahalo, hale aloha for that presentation. Mahalo for clarifying under various points of law where the descendants have been in compliance with all of these procedures for taking care of our Tiki Kupuna, where the burial council has also complied and ensuring where others may not have or may not fall into any point where they can really contest any of these decisions or at least not for the time being. Mahalo, aikako.
Mahalo, kipolo.
Mahalo.
Aia nei he mau mana o ea e. Seeing as none. I would like to add a brief comment, and that is that I appreciate the sentiments. As your chair of this meeting, I appreciate the positive sentiments and support that has been afforded to us by the lineal and cultural descendants. previous borough council leadership prior to my tenure, we find that there are different accounts of that history, and oftentimes where the borough council found themselves oppositional to or in some adversarial way to recognize descendants. So once again, I acknowledge the positive remarks that have been made. With that said, I will also say that when it comes to the execution of our duties and when it comes to governance of this council, as well as the conceptualization and the articulation of the issues that come before us. As your chair, it will be done to the best of our ability to reflect that which is Kanaka. When it comes to being cognizant as well as conscious and conscientious of the framework that we work in, when it comes to the process as well as the law and the administrative rules that govern this borough process. As your chair, I recognize that the process helps to shape, it helps to guide, and it helps to direct how we do what we do, and sometimes why we do. When I say why we do, I mean why we move in certain ways. But the clear underpinning to this that may not be as apparent to all parties is that in order for advocacy for the for the kupuna to be successful, to maintain integrity, and to promote honor and dignity to the kupuna that we represent on this council. We must do so with the conviction, as well as the clarity and the consistency with Kanaka worldview. So once again, as your chair, thank you to the council members who have expressed in a separate phone conversation, email, other communication. Thank you to the recognized descendants for your continued confidence in our ability to serve you. And mahalo to all of you for being a part of this. As the Borough Council, we must be first and foremost beholden to that which Kanaka see as fit for the kind of advocacy that we do. And I take with great pride, yet with great humility, when I say that this council truly does reflect, and I mean this council, meaning the membership of this council, it does reflect integrity and respect in what we do. This council is a very well-exercised council. We are familiar with what we do. I am exceptionally thankful to the resource that we have in terms of Hale Aloha, Ayau, being present. Granted, this is probably the most intricately met out and the most articulate amongst all of the borough issues that we have presented and entertained before us in our meeting room. So,
one second, don't die. CO Lele Kihon Gawei, low battery.
Got it. Stop talking to
me. Bani Tae, low battery.
You know, that's your timer, I think. Nah, just kidding, but.
Don't repeat what it said, Kali. I know you know what it said. Don't repeat it.
I want to also acknowledge, sorry, I apologize. I should acknowledge Hale Aloha and the descendants. And I just reread the legalese in that petition. I'm bothered by the terms hostility, arbitrary, erroneous, all those terms used towards us, but I can handle that.
No worry, it wasn't directed to you.
Well, it was directed to us. And regardless, though, I find it ironic and again, acknowledge the descendants, and the faster we can move forward with this, reiterate that. We're trying to be pono for the Iwi Kupuna. That's so mahalo. And I forgot to acknowledge all of you.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Okay. Before we move on to the church update, any last comment?
Yeah, I guess I got to say something.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Yes, go ahead.
Hale Aloha made some very good points that I think I'm safe to say that most of us weren't aware of. And now the ball is in the court of the church and of Shipti. It'll be interesting to see how Shipti now goes forward on this so-called contested case petition. That's all I have to say. I know we won't have an answer to that today, but it'll be very interesting to see how Shipti now responds to that petition. Thank you. Mahalo.
Aloha Nui. Can I say something?
Please go ahead, proceed.
Okay, mahalo Nui, o kala ike ia. So I just want to say that having been involved in this case for 10 plus years and trying our best to work with the church 10 years ago, even till today, when we continue to ask for the church to sit down with us and try and ho'oponopono this situation. And hearing from them on many occasions that they do want to work with us. They do want to sit down. They do want to talk story. I have to say that it's very disappointing that we're at this point right now where the church jumped the gun, decided to file a petition for contested case hearing, challenging everything that the Oahu Island Borough Council made decisions on at the last meeting, which was such a big, for me, it was a big landmark decision. And it was a decision that took courage for each and every one of the council members. It is a decision that we have been looking for since the day one. And I just have to say, I don't know if after seeing that petition for contested case hearing, would I have any faith whatsoever that the church has any intentions of doing anything that is pono for our kupuna to help us, help the ohana who have come forward time and time again. And all we want to do is get our kupuna back to their resting places. That's all we want to do. We're not asking for anything more. And we are willing to do it on our own if we have to. The only thing that stands between us and the rest of the kupuna and the ability to, you know, get our kupuna back to the resting places is the church. I don't understand. I still don't understand why they continue to put up these blocks. And I don't understand it, but if anybody from the church out there can hear the sound of my voice, I'm going to ask you one more time to please help us make this right for our kupuna. It's been too long. It's been way too long. They deserve better than to be in the bottom of your church in a basement. It's not right. And so please, if you have it in your power to help us get our kupuna back into their graves where they came from, I implore you, I ask you, I beg you, I pray that we will find a way to do this together as soon as possible. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Mahalo nui. Madam Chair, may I just say something real quick?
Please proceed.
I just wanted to send a shout out to Lani Ma'alapilio for, you know, helping facilitate the very discussion that Kamuela is referring to between the church board and the descendants. And, you know, we missed the mark. We weren't able to meet. But we're still hoping that can happen. And that we can finally identify, you know, the obstacles that need to be overcome. But most importantly, work together on the solution. So the picture behind me is not by accident. No? That is by design. Yeah, imagery is everything. And that's to remind us of what took place, why there's an empty pit where kupuna once lay sleeping. So we keep you know, referring to and mentioning this kaumaha. It is extremely challenging to watch the church continually prolong our pain. They wanted to, we can work together and rebury our kupuna and move on. We have so much more challenges ahead of us now that we live in the COVID-19 world. But here we are back again, trying to expedite return of the kupuna to the ground. I echo everything Kamuela said. I engage in this, you know, this effort in part to release my own kaumaha, but especially to help Kamuela, because she, Dana, and I were part of the original Ho'oponopono, year-long Ho'oponopono with the church, where we pleaded with them not to do this, not to do what you're seeing in the picture behind me. And the church did it anyway. And so if there's, you know, in this particular transaction, if there's any party that's had the lion's share of having its way, it's the church. We are reaching out and asking them if they will meet with us, help us share this kaumaha, this burden, this trauma that we're carrying, and help us release it. And help us release it together, so that in the end, it's a win-win situation for ourselves, our kupuna, for the church, and especially for our lahui who are watching this situation going, wow, the situation between Hawaiians. This is not the big bad foreigners or somebody outside of Hawaii making any kind to us. This is us making any kind to each other. But that gives me the hope that because we're cut from the same cloth, that we can resolve this together. But that's the challenge, and it takes courage. It takes courage. All the families who came out, especially the nobles, the kinimakas, the akaos, the ones that spoke about their own family's kaumaha and was willing to, you know, had the courage to share that publicly. You know, I just want to say mahalo for that. And I wish the more of the board of trustees were on these meetings, so they can sense our pain. They can sense our anguish. This is not about politics. This is about pono. And when we want that restored to Kaiha'o, and we want the families to be able to go there and not look at a gaping hole in the ground, which we all grew up knowing that was, isn't that something you did? You would never leave a lua open like that. That's just inviting death. So we are committed to filling that hole, replanting our kupuna, and apologizing to them. And then real quick, and then I'll close. This past weekend, my sister and I are working on genealogy search for my mother's Hawaiian Homes successorship application. And she came across two articles that we didn't know about. So my great-great-grandfather was George Hamilton Peck Townsend. George Townsend was a captain of the Aikane. He was a counter-revolutionist. He was arrested in 1895 for taking part in the counter-revolution to restore the Liliʻuokalani colony. He was the one that was in charge of getting the handguns and the rifles that came in from California. We found an article that said, because the family didn't know where he was buried, we don't have a record. We found a newspaper article that said that following his ho'oleva, he was cremated and his ashes buried at Kaiha'o Cemetery. And then we found another article about a family member who was a keiki, two months old, that lost his life. He was a Townsend as well. And the article concluded by saying that he was also buried at Kaiha'o. And when I read that, I just thought to myself, if they weren't in the protection of the Townsend family crypt, they would be in that big hole you see in that picture being dug up. I mean, who does that? Who does that to people? I'm willing to forgive, and I'm thankful that my Townsend Ohana wasn't disturbed, but unfortunately our Adams Ohana was. I just want this to end. But I promise you, if you prolong this, the response will get more and more fierce, refined, and less willing to compromise. So please, let's enough of this. Let's resolve it. Let's sit down and work out our differences. Mahalo.
Ina, I don't hear you.
Mahalo. Mahalo, hale aloha. I'll be very candid with my next few comments. Not that I'm not candid when any other time. Per my discussion with our Deputy Attorney General, I was advised that we should not necessarily try to speak to or address anything pertaining to the filing that was made by Kuaiahao Church. However, since we have gone there and, you know, either directly and or indirectly addressed this for the last several minutes, I will say to you that this council, through this leadership, will remain committed to you, descendants. Thank you for being there, and thank you for your support. I'd like to give I'd like to articulate this for the entire body listening, because I did have a private conversation with William Haole, and I'm going to speak to that at this moment because it came to mind when you were speaking Hale Aloha. William, I know that I have not agreed, we have not agreed on any number of issues over the last many years in terms of how things have proceeded, but I thank you for also remaining committed and dedicated to the participation. And I would echo the sentiments of Hale Aloha, that your board should show greater support to you and the rest of the representation of the church. It is clear that the entire reason why this circle continues is because the church feels the need to pursue an avenue that would be able to, at some point in time, bring a different kind of support to the church. And that is through the development of something that would serve your purposes there. Even though it is often the large elephant in the room, I acknowledge that at this time, and I acknowledge you for continuing to stay in the discussion. Engaging the recognized descendants is not always an easy task. Yet you continue to be present in the meeting, and you continue to remain kupa'a in that which you feel is what you need to advocate for. And I see that and I acknowledge that. Thank you. Sometimes it's irrelevant whether we are in accord with one another or not. That is the way of life. But I appreciate the fact that you're the face that continues to engage and you don't retreat and run away. You stand there and you hold your ground. So my respect to you for that. The board, however, your board, I hope that in the days moving forward, I hope that at least someone from your board will show face with you and engage with you, because this discussion is not an easy one. And you got all the descendants, and then there's you and the small team that come forward. So I'm not saying that Keiko's presence or Lani's presence, as well as CSH presence, is not sufficient. However, the decision makers and the people who have wield that authority in your church, I hope that they really realize, and I know that they do not completely comprehend the level of at the level and the myriad of emotions that this meeting takes us to time and time again. So again, my respect and aloha to you, and thank you for continuing to be present. Mahalo.
Aloha nui.
Mahalo, Madam Chair. I appreciate the recognition, but I just need to clarify that this assignment that I received, I was received beyond the level of just the church. It was, for me, it's a calling. But I also need to clarify, and in defense of our Board of Trustees, you know, in my 10 plus years, I've served under at least 5 different chairs, and at the same time, at least 5 different boards, because, you know, we have term limits. And each time, each board that comes in and each chair that comes in struggles with the complex issues and trying to get on board. And this board that we have currently is no different than the ones. So, but they rely on me to convey both ways to the council and to themselves the information. And in this loop that I need to acknowledge and appreciate, the one that I've asked to be my wing person is Keiko. She understands the complexity. She and I are able to discuss the situation. So what I'm saying is that I do believe that our trustees, our board, have engaged themselves to the extent that they are able to. But I have to appreciate their efforts, and I acknowledge and thank you for your comments, but I just needed to say that.
Mahalo.
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 Aloha nui.
Mahalo, Bill.
Aloha.
Okay, mahalo nui, Bill. This is Kala'i again. So I just have one more short thing to say, and that is, it's about trust. So for me, my experience of the past 10 years, I've been trying my best to continue to trust that the church wants to do the right thing. It's been very challenging. So I will say that I'm probably at the end point where I don't know if I can trust you folks anymore. You folks have done the worst thing anybody could have possibly have done to our kupuna. And yet I still hold out hope that you want to do the right thing and get them home. So I will say this about trust. If I trust you, I can keep going. If I don't trust you, I'm done. So while my trust might be waning, I'm going to say that my faith in Keakua, my faith in our kupuna, my faith in our ohana is strong. And if that gets me through and helps us get the kupuna home, then maika'i. Mahalo nui.
Mahalo. Now that we're standing any further comment, I believe that we may now be at the opportunity for the church to present us with any and all of the updates that they may feel is appropriate to share with us at this time. Lani, please unmute. Mahalo. First, please. Holomua, Lani.
Hi, mahalo. Aloha uina la kako. Aloha, everyone. Mahalo, Chair and OIBC members, for your time and just for your commitment to work with us through this process. Mahalo nui. I'm Lani Ma'ala Pilio with Aukahi, and we'll be giving a short report today with David Schuyler from Cultural Surveys, as well as the call. Please feel free to join in, the trustees. I just wanted to say we have good news to share. The church has just completed their first draft of their burial treatment plan. And in accordance with the rules, 13333C, it says that the applicant shall consult with the department in the development of the burial treatment plan. So I believe that the church is in the process of sending a copy of the first draft of the burial treatment plan to SHPTI. Either they have or will be in the next few minutes or hours or days. And we also will make a copy of that draft burial treatment plan available through Digify, which is a secured website for the recognized descendants, OIBC and OHA. The document is a confidential document because it's a work in progress. It's subject to change as we restart consultation with the recognized descendants. And just wanted to thank Chuck for giving us a little poke in the Okole to get going and come up with a draft growth treatment plan. So everybody's been working really hard on that. And I'll ask David to share some manawa about the growth treatment plan as well. Dave.
Aloha kako.
Aloha.
Mahalo to the members of the OIBC for your time and service, particularly mahalo to Chuck Airhorn for inviting the church to provide an update at today's May meeting. Mahalo to the descendants for the good graces that you have shown. In terms of where we are, you know, the church seeks to comply with HAR 13-300 pertaining to burial treatment plans. This is clearly a critical step. My understanding is that indeed, as Lonnie has introduced, the church is ready to submit a draft burial treatment plan for SHPD consultation in compliance with HAR 13-333C. That this is a submittal for consultation purposes. This is not a submittal requesting formal review and acceptance, which I understand as per the Dr. Alan Downer letter to Hale Aloha Iao dated March 24 is not in the cards at this time. That letter asserts, we have consulted with our Deputy Attorney General. These are our responses. The BTP cannot be accepted. SHPD cannot accept the BTP. It is my understanding that it is inappropriate for the church to submit the BTP for review and acceptance at this time, but we're making a preliminary initial presentation too. As my understanding is it's going to be sent to Hinano Rodrigues, Regina Hill, and Leslie Yaokea for their initial consultation. And that will, as Lonnie says, happen in the next few minutes, the next few hours, the next few days. It's anticipated that this initial consultation will be relatively brief. And that following this initial consultation with the SHPD Culture and History Branch regarding the draft burial treatment plan, that it will be shared via the Digify system with the recognized descendants, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and the Oahu Island Burial Council members. This draft is to be kept confidential. It is a draft. It's subject to change, both in the short term of very short-term consultation with preliminary consultation with the SHPD, and then the process of consultation with concerned parties, including, as I understand, all of the recognized descendants and all of the members of the OIBC. That indeed, to capture commonalities with the Hale Aloha, we look forward to this identifying obstacles to be overcome. But my understanding is the church is looking to how best to solicit, compile, and address comments that OIBC members, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and particularly, of course, the recognized descendants may have with this draft plan. In terms of the timeline, we are hoping to provide the church with a revised archaeological inventory survey in June, late June, and we're hoping to submit to the SHPD the revised archaeological inventory survey, which the SHPD has indicated is a requirement for approval of the department to begin the process of review of the burial treatment plan. So we're hoping to submit that in August, in early August, to the SHPD. The time frame for the SHPD review of the revised archaeological inventory survey is hard to know. I'm certainly aware that the SHPD is not in a good place at this time in terms of moving forward with reviews, but we hope that they can promptly wrap up their second round of reviews of the voluminous draft archaeological inventory survey. Mahalo.
Any Mahalo. Questions, Hina?
Mahalo. He mau ni nau ka oko.
Question.
Ah, Hale aloha.
Madam Chair, I'd like to, so I think this might be the point in the meeting where the Borough Council goes into executive session to consult with its lawyers for this reason. See, the law doesn't anticipate the submission of multiple borough treatment plans. So if Kolea and his families in Hakipu decide they want to submit a borough treatment plan in this case, they don't get to. This is not, you know, come one, come all. A determination has been made with regard to all of the previously identified boroughs at Kauaiha'o. A determination was made by the OABC at its April 22nd meeting. So if the church is proceeding finally with its own borough treatment plan, that's nice, but it's hardly controlling. Because remember now, the church has initiated an appeal of the YBC decision. That decision, in other words, the subject matter of the borough treatment plan that the church is working on was already the subject matter of the borough treatment plan, which the OIBC rendered a determination. So you don't get to one party submits a borough treatment plan and OIBC makes a determination, and then the church comes along and says, oh, we got one too. And then they say, okay, well, we'll make a decision for you as well. That's what finality is about. That was the whole point of my presentation. Finality from the letter, the formal notification from SHPD, that's the next step. But the determination by the council on these particular remains has already been made on the record. So you might want to consult with your AG to get clarification on how to proceed, given the church's efforts now to develop its own burial treatment plan. That's my recommendation, because you cannot have multiple decisions by a council on the same issue.
So, Hale Aloha, let me address that for a moment. Per consultation with Linda Chow, our deputy AG, the SHPD, with the advice of Linda Chow, will be making an effort to not only address this, but to seek the church's consideration, you know, in this particular matter. I'm not saying much because I was asked not to.
Sure, I understand. That's why I recommended going into executive session, just for your guys' own clarity.
Executive session would be necessary when we don't have as much trust in and amongst our council members. I believe that the council members have articulated their support as well as their confidence in the leadership that is being provided. Council members, I can follow up with you one-on-one. We don't need to engage in an executive session today. That was engaging in executive session. I am still a little unclear on the parameters of doing so while we are all on electronically, because that requires more coordination than we are accustomed to at this time. I will say this to what Hale Aloha has brought forward to us. This council is trusted by, in most cases, by the recognized descendants, as well as project proponents who come forward to seek our opinion, to seek our guidance. They come to seek our audience. And I believe that the last 10 years, we have garnered a positive working relationship across the board. And this particular project and this particular issue has been the most tenuous. And it's been the most oftentimes distressing. As your chair, I reiterate, this council will remain committed to supporting that which is to the accord of recognized descendants. So hale aloha. For me, I understand that technically there may be, you know, far more articulation to details surrounding submission of a BTP and what is and is not acceptable. However, in my opinion, if the church wanted to submit something and seek our audience, they can seek our audience.
Right.
And we can either entertain them or not entertain them. You know, and so I'm not too worried about exactly what will be put forward. You know, if the parties want to go back and forth, and if Shibki, listening to what I'm saying, would like to engage the discussion further, that's sort of the least of my worries right now as your chair, because I'm confident that we have supported what you wanted. Now, if the church, I guess I might as well just continue on being really frank and candid. If the church felt that they wanted to put something forward and that they wanted our consideration for it, and if they felt that we should even try to show inclination to something like that, it would have had to have reflected your accord with it too. Because in all other projects that come before us, we have demonstrated that we don't support it unless the descendants are in alignment with it.
Can I second that? Hyena Ho is going to be the same as the first hyena, right? Even if the church was able to submit their treatment plan, we've never voted against the descendants. We've always consistently said, if they've consulted and descendants are in agreement, then we're going to support that. So without predicting the future, we can see where that's coming, right? Second verse, same as the first. So the faster we can move forward, expedite this, the better. It's too long already.
Yeah, I'd like to second that as well, or maybe third it. We have never adopted or voted on a burial treatment plan without the concurrence of at least an overwhelming majority of the descendants. So I have no problem with the church coming forward with their proposed burial treatment plan. Because if that burial treatment plan doesn't have the support of the descendants, then it's not going to go anywhere. So, but I guess I have a final question to ask the church. You're talking about a draft burial treatment plan, and I'm glad that you've gotten this far, but to what extent have the descendants had any input to that burial treatment plan? Last month, it was my understanding that you were working with them. There's still some outstanding issues, but you were working with them and you were going to come this month and present something. But now I'm hearing from your presentation that maybe the descendants, the cultural descendants, haven't had any input on that at all. To what extent does this current draft that you're going to talk about today represent input from the cultural descendants and the lineal descendants? That's the question I want to know. Thank you.
Chuck, so thank you for your question. You know, the plan was put together by members of the church team. So that includes folks that have been listening, folks that have been attending the Kuka meetings with the descendants, people that have been listening, participating in the Borough Council meetings, as well as, you know, the ongoing kuka exchange back and forth. So we invite you all to take a look at the Borough treatment plan that has been put together. David perhaps can speak generally that there are the majority areas are in agreement, but that was our hope, that the descendants would review it and provide their mana'o as well, because, you know, we'd like for it to be a collaborative burial treatment plan and end up with hopefully one burial treatment plan for the project at the end. I know that's a big hope and leap of faith, but that is our goal. So we thought that, you know, we have considered everything that has been put forward, and then the church put their burial treatment plan forward, and we are hoping that we can engage in meaningful discussions to try and come up with a plan that reflects consensus of everyone so far. Dave, you want to add? You know the details more than I.
Oh, mahalo, Lani. I think that was a good articulation that we tried to build on common ground. We tried to take very seriously the draft burial treatment plan promulgated by the Hui, the descendants, where that was acceptable to the church. We have tried to incorporate that line of thinking.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm going to keep, this is Representative Monica Tedes. I'll keep my OIBC hat on for the next few questions I have for Mr. Scheidler. Does this burial treatment plan, is it requesting preservation in place for all kupuna?
It's requesting preservation in place of the kupuna that are preserved in place. It's requesting relocation of the two small sets of Ivi that the descendants are asking for a relocation of. Regarding the vast majority, it is recommending relocation to a semblance of their former location.
Okay.
The devil is in the details.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. One final question. Is the church's burial treatment plan leaving room for a building over the kupuna?
There is no exclusion of that possibility.
No exclusion. Okay. Thank you.
What do you mean by that?
Mahalo, David. Thank you. That means it's not. That means they're leaving room for the building. In my translation.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere, folks. Thank you. That's the kicker here to this meeting. Let me just give a loud shout out because I'm getting tired of us going back and forth. We know that you descendants don't want to see a building. Church wants to see a building, but the stink elephant in the room is always what does said, and then we mince words. I'm tired of mincing words. Okay, so the church wants descendants, for all those of you who are tuning in, all right? I'm confident that whether as an individual council member or as a cumulative, we may all have our various range of thoughts as to what would be even a palatable discussion, okay? And as your chair, when the first meeting was held offsite and we pulled it into the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, my hope, and I will reiterate that I spent a day with Kahu. I took him to all of the places that I could show him in terms of saying, hey, here's how the burial issues that came up, in the Moku of Kona, this is how they were handled. This is how they were treated. And I walked him through it to try to give him some background because he was totally not in any kind of place of knowing. Okay. And my anticipation was that the level of discussion would be able to continue without too much stress. That, however, did not take place in the meeting at OHA. Something was said, and before you know it, the engage in the room resulted in pretty much a no-go for engaging meaningfully between the church and between the descendants. That was one of the major breakdown points in the most recent history of this discussion. And so when we're talking now about the burial treatment plan that we have engaged on, that was promulgated by the descendants, that essentially was, goodness knows I'm not shy and I'm not secretive to say that I've not seen that done before, and okay, what a breath of fresh air. All right, people are actively engaging in this, and this is a very healthy exercise. So from an intellectual standpoint, I was quite pleased to see that that was put forward. Yay. Props and commendation to the descendants. Now, as a council, just like how we stood up for the recognized descendants coming forward, we know that depending on what legal advice you get, what kind of opinion you get from someone, you know, we chose to honor the descendants for the information and sharing that they put forward, speaking to who they establish who they are. They say that they're related, and we validate that this is what they've said. Correct, council members? And we've honored that. And I think that in consistency with honoring that, we chose to go ahead and say when the Shipti Borough Site Specialist, and that was Regina, when Regina said, okay, I recommend, or the Shipti recommends that lineal descendancy be denied and cultural descendancy be afforded instead, we demonstrated independence of thinking, and we based our understanding off of Kanaka perspective on this. What is ethically and morally, the process may be very, you know, Western framework, but ethically and morally, we stood by Kanaka understanding of how to engage with this. And therefore, we went contradictory to the recommendation from the Shipti to the OIBC. Now, likewise, even if the church, even without any other kind of administrative or technical element to this discussion, even if they presented something to us, unless we knew for sure that their plan was in accordance with the descendants, if as long as we're sticking to how we have managed ourselves for the last how many years, then I'm not even worried about it. And seeing as how in the articulation of a contested case petition, it was said that your leadership is not even subtle about it. So I'll be consistent with that too. Not even subtle. I got that. I heard you. Hey, good job, Lois.
Subtle only.
Right.
I'd like to second what Hina just said in Hale Aloha. That's why I'm not really concerned about your earlier comments. Did you hear that?
Yeah. So,
subtle, then I think your timer is up, you know.
Aloha kalona ho okele he wahini nau ka'u. E olo olo e ai mai e hapa I ni nau. Ke olo olo. Mr. Shadler, I have a quick question. So given the fact that there has been no consultations for the burial treatment plan that has been drafted by the church in over a year, is it safe to say that you presumably used the burial treatment plan of the descendants that you requested for on multiple occasions to inform the burial treatment that you just drafted?
I'm sorry, may I request just a repeating of the question? I call it mine.
Okay, so call it, yeah, I'll repeat it. So I want to know, given that typically the consultation process occurs with cultural and lineal descendants in an effort to allow for feedback on what is being drafted. Now, given that there hasn't been a church-sponsored consultation for lineal and cultural descendants for over a year since that OHA incident that Hina just referred to, then, and in full transparency, given the fact that the lineal and cultural descendants had repeated requests for copies that we gladly sent over of the lineal and cultural burial treatment plan, is that what you are using for as consultation? Because we never have opportunities for give feedback since March of last year, and the descendants consulted and maintained regular consultation with one another for more than a year. We invited church leadership to be present, and more often than not, they opted not to. So I just wanted to be super transparent that from my perspective, it looks like you're using the consultations and the feedback and the efforts that we made for over a year to draft the burial treatment plan with majority of Ailike, right, between us, but with the explicit difference of probably removing the language that says that there will be no building built in perpetuity within the burial preserve. Is that what's, is that the major difference between the two BTP?
My response is, you know, mahalo to the descendants for producing a written document. We have tried to capture points of commonality as acceptable to the church. There are clearly differences. I have every hope that in the course of the upcoming consultation, which all of the recognized descendants will be invited to participate in, that there will be an awareness that the church has adopted the essential issues, or many of the essential issues, that the descendants have been arguing for.
But there's still opportunity to build the building within the burial preserve. So I you know, we keep, it's been years, it's been hours dedicated to this. And I think realistically, as we stated in the last OIBC meeting, is this elephant is massive and we will never come to that agreement. And so if we're looking for one single burial treatment plan, there cannot be a building. And that's just being honest. And we've asked that over and over and over. And when Anike Kamwela brings up the point about trust, real difficult for us to continue to move forward in that spirit of trust when we explicitly ask questions, aloha he alo, to the best of our ability with this technology, and we are misled or there's no real concise response. And so I can speak for myself. I have no interest in reviewing a church drafted BTP, because you folks had the opportunity to consult with us. You stopped consultations. You had the opportunity to attend our consultations and share your mana'o so we could come to some kind of compromise. And the truth was, we all understand we'll never come to a compromise because we do not want a building built over our kupuna. And so mahalo nui, but I wanted, like, if we're going to be transparent and blunt, then let's just be transparent and blunt, because the only real way forward is through Oya I'o. And I feel like, as a consistent participant in the process, that Oya I'o has lacked in the entire process. And so please, to the church leadership, let's be Oya I'o in our way forward, because it's the only way we'll get to Kupuna back in an expeditious fashion. And they've been out of the ground way too long. And so you have an obligation. You have Kuleana to make that happen expeditiously. And any kind of consulted, contested case or whatever is not expeditious, not in the best interest of the Kupuna, and surely not in the best interest of those of us who live with the Kaumaha. So please, if the church leadership is here, we ask for that immediate resolution. Mahalo nui.
Ako'o.
Mahalo.
Ako'o vale.
Any further comments or response?
Madam Chair.
I'd like to reiterate or ask for something that I asked for last October, and that was have a timeline from starting at the point when the church board of trustees first made the decision to build a building there. I'd like a timeline that shows those dates all the way up through the major milestones up until today's date. Now, I asked for that last November or October. I've never seen it, but every time we have these discussions, I feel that that would be a help to everybody here. And I think those of us who have been on the burial council as long as some of us have, that would be a real eye-opener to see that and have that in our hands, a printed document that shows, okay, July so-and-so and all the way up to May 5th today or whatever today's date is. But could we have that timeline? I asked for it last October or last year, and I think that is very, very important. Because there's some things about that that I would, some points I'd like to make, but if I don't have the timeline, I can't make those points. Mahalo.
Thank you, Chuck.